I mean, it starts with the workouts when we show up, just kind of getting back with the guys, getting in good shape, building that team chemistry, and then in the meeting rooms, you know, growing our knowledge of the game, understanding what you know, the head coach and what our coaches want out of us, how to understand situations better, what we need to improve on, you know, things to focus on the field, and then take that out here and you know, individually try to get better at what you're weak at, and then collectively come together as a unit and just start taking steps.
Harrison, is it easy to just kind of flip the page? You're in a new environment, new teammates, you know, the new acquisitions. Does it make the whole transition easier?
Yeah, I mean, every year, no matter what happens the year before, you got to put it behind you and move forward. Not necessarily, you know, throw it away, but learn from it, good and the bad, and try to improve individually and collectively. And being at this awesome new facility, obviously, you know, helps us. It's just one other thing we can use to our advantage to get better.
Anything you saw today, Harrison, that might have surprised you or weren't expecting today?
No, I mean, there's always new faces this time of year, so just getting used to working with different guys, going against different guys. Obviously, you know, kind of different offense that we're going against. So, you know, right now we're not, like, focused on game planning against our own offense. We're focused on, you know, as a defensive player, I'm focused on getting better at what I do and helping our defense be as best as possible. So, you know, I don't know if there's necessarily you haven't seen it, you know, you've never seen it all. There's always new things that you need to learn from.
How much does that help in that, when you look around, it's the same coaches and the same players, the same side by side?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I said, each year is a new year, and you got to start from square one. But having said that, you know, it's just the facts that a lot of us have played together and played for these coaches for a little time now, so that helps, you know, with each guy being a little more familiar with things and, you know, building that chemistry maybe a little faster with one another and knowing what to expect on certain plays, where a guy's going to be. So I'd be lying if I said that didn't help a little bit, but at the same time, you still got to start from square one.
What's your first impression about Harrison?
He's an athletic kid. Obviously, you know, he did a lot of big things in college, covering and returning, and you know, he's taking big steps out here, and you know, we'll see how it goes. But he's, you know, drafted him for a reason.
Having been with Zimmer for as long as you have, how have you seen him change, adapt things over the years? He talked about maybe wanting to use only one safety or changing some personnel issues, with big third downs and things like that. How much have you seen his defense adapt since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like Mr. Know-it-all or anything, but just playing for him, he's always trying to help the players out, you know, put us in the best positions that he can put us in to be successful. And if that means creating new groupings or creating different looks, then he's going to try to do it. So he's, you know, he's always innovating ways to stop offenses and to help us as defensive players.
Harrison, I know you two have kind of set personal goals for yourself. How is this year different, or how do you make it different for yourself?
Usually I kind of look at what I think I need to improve on, and, you know, sometimes it's not statistical things. It's just, you know, could I help a corner a little bit more or something like that? So just going through plays I think I could do better on and what I could help the team the best way possible. So I'll look at those things, and you know, it's always different year to year.
Is there anything that you can share that sticks out in your mind from last year?
I like to, you know, me. I like to keep them to myself for a little while.
When you already have Clint Ball, Joseph, and Emerson Griffin, then you add Sheldon Richardson to that. When you're playing safety and you see that front four, how excited does that make you when you know you're going to probably have a good pass rush every single down?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but on paper, obviously, it looks awesome. And, you know, we know what all those guys can do. We still have to put in the work, and they got to get out there and get after the quarterback. But as a defensive back, absolutely. You know, if they're getting more pressure, even if they're not sacking the quarterback, if they're getting him off his spot and getting more pressure, that makes us look better on the back end.
Thank you.